Last month, when I preached, I left and went to the airport.
上次我在这边讲完道之后，我马上赶到机场。
And I flew to New Delhi, India.
然后我飞到新德里，在印度的新德里。
And began 3 weeks of ministry.
然后开始三个星期的我的宣教。
It was an exciting time.
那个是非常刺激的一趟旅行。
I had the opportunity to preach at a very large convention.
我在一个很大的大会上面，我来传讲神的话语。
About 600 people gathered for 3 days.
大概有600个人在三天当中在这边聚会。
I preached 10 times during those 3 days.
在三天当中，我讲了十次的道。
We saw many people coming to Christ.
我们看到许多的人来接受耶稣基督。
We saw many people coming to be prayed over for healing.
我们看到很多人前来为医治来被祷告。
The Spirit of God was upon the place.
圣灵在那个地方运行。
And I thank you because many of you prayed for me.
我感谢你们当中有许多人为我祷告。
And this congregation has been very generous to support the ministry financially.
这个会众对我的宣教有非常经济上有非常大的帮助。
Now, one of the interesting parts of the journey.
在这行程当中有一个非常有趣的点。
The 600 people who gather, most of them are living outside.
这600个人在那个当中是都是住在外面的。
It's a very mountainous, a lot of mountains there.
它是一个山区，很多的山。
So there are different levels of buildings in which people sleep.
所以有不同的高低高度，所以人们在那个不同的高度当中睡觉。
But for the meals, they all eat outside.
那三餐他们都在外头吃。
All they have for the meal is rice and a generous gravy.They put over top.
他们吃的东西就只是白米饭配着那些菜酱汁淋在上面这样吃。
No chopsticks.
没有筷子。
They use these 3 fingers and the thumb.
他们用这三个手吃，就这样抓着吃。
You stir the gravy into the rice, and then you eat it with your fingers.
用手把那个酱汁和在饭里头，这样然后拿起来这样吃。
But during that time, a great storm came to India.
在那段时间有一个非常大的暴风雨。
You may have read of it in the newspapers here.
你可能在这边的当地的报纸上有看到。
It did not come to us directly.
它并没有直接在我们那个地方影响。
But the edge of the storm brought heavy rain.
但是那个暴风雨的尾巴扫到我们，因此带来极大量的雨。
They call them monsoon rains.
他们说它是在丛林当中的那个大雨。
For 2.5 days, constant pouring rain.
在两天半当中，就一直在下着巨大的雨。
And the people just go about doing what they always do.
但是人们照样去进行了他们该做的事情。
Many of them sitting there in the rain, protecting their food with their body.
他们很多人在雨当中坐着，用身体挡着，保护他们的食物。
And eating their meals.
然后低着头这样抓着食物吃。
It didn't make any difference about the services.
对我们这个活动进行完全没有什么影响。
The tabernacle or the sanctuary was packed.
这个会幕完全是满满的人。
I thought to myself, in this country, 2 drops of rain is enough.
我想在我们这个国家，两滴的雨就影响到我们了。
That will keep people from coming to worship.
就是让人们就会不要来聚会了。
600 people in the rain, they didn't care.
600个人在大雨当中，他们完全不介意这样的大雨。
But God was with us.
但是上帝与我们同在。
I then spent 2 days with 60 village pastors.
然后之后我跟了六十个那边的牧者在六天当中跟他们在一起。
Training them in disciple making.
门徒训练他们, 装备他们,
to be able to go back to the village church and help people to learn to walk with God.
所以他们可以回到他们的部落当中去帮助他们, 那些部落民族可以与神同行。
Now when I say village church,
当我提到说部落教会的时候,
I'm not talking about a building.
我并不是在指一个建筑物在那个地方。
In the village, they meet outside under a tree.
部落教会他们就是在外面聚会，在一个树底下就这样聚会。
Or if someone has a room large enough, they will gather in the home.
或是有人家里面稍微大一点点，他们就在那个家人当中，那个建筑家人当中里面聚会。
There may be 15 people, or there may be 50 people.
有可能是15个人，也可能是50个人在聚会。
Most do not read.
大部分人都不识字。
For many of the languages, there is no Bible.
对那边当地的那些语言，他们根本没有圣经。
So we have to learn to tell them the stories from the Scripture.
所以我们要学习。 用说故事方式来跟他们分享圣经。
And they are hungry to hear the word and learn about Jesus.
他们对神的话是非常的饥渴，他们很渴慕可以学神的话语。
It looks as if I may be going back again after the first of the year.
我看起来我必须会再度再回到他们当中。
As we train more of the pastors to go to the villages, we would appreciate your continued prayers. And thank you so much for your gracious help. Coming back from India, I am used to greeting this way. And if I say yes,
那当我说是,
right, she knows.
看你知道，那意思是应该是不是。
When you say yes, it is not this way.
当你说是不是这样子点头。
It is this way.
而是要摇头，是。
And so the first few times I went to India years ago, I thought people were saying no.
所以当我刚刚几次去印度的宣教的时候，我常常搞不清楚他们是说对还是不对。
But they were saying yes.
但是他们其实在说是。
And so this week I was sitting and listening to some people talk.
所以当着我在听起一些人对话。
Colleen was with me.
我的太太与我跟我在一起。
She observed the fact that I was agreeing with them.
他看到我同意的时候，但是我竟然是摇着头。
But I didn't realize I got in the habit of saying yes this way.
但是我完全不知道我已经变成摇头，然后说是了。
God is good.
上帝多好啊。
He blesses us.
他祝福我们。
The walk with Jesus is a wonderful walk.
与耶稣同行是一个非常美好的旅程。
That's why I love to preach the word. Because it's like giving a wonderful gift to people. Telling them how wonderful it is to know Jesus Christ. Well, I want you to turn in your Bible to the third chapter of Colossians.
那我现在请你们翻到哥罗西书第三章。
And we're going to take a little time to look at some verses.
我们要花一些时间来看当中的一些经文。
Bow with me for a moment of prayer, please.
请低头，我们一同来做个祷告。
Holy Spirit of God, be our teacher.
圣灵的神啊, 请做我们的导师。
Open our hearts and minds to receive your truth.
打开我们的心眼, 让我们可以来接受你的真理。
May we hear your voice and know your call upon our lives.
愿我们可以听见你的声音，可以亲自领受到你对我们生命当中的呼召。
And set us free that we might be obedient to you.
使我们在你里头可以得自由，我们可以来遵守你的真理。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray.
靠着耶稣的圣名，我们祷告。
Amen. Many years ago, a book was written.
许多年前有一本书，出了一本书。
The title of the book was Dress for Success.
那个书主题叫做为成功来穿衣服，为成功着装。
Why would someone write that kind of book?
为什么有人会写这样的书呢？
Because the way we dress says much about who we are and what we believe.
因为我们穿衣服的，我们着装的风格就告诉人们我们是什么样的人，我们在做什么样的事情。
Now, when I preach, I always wear a suit or a robe.
当我讲到的时候，我就是穿着西装或是穿着牧师袍。
I believe that's the appropriate dress for me when I preach.
因为我认为这个是在我讲到的时候，我应该要穿这样子的服装。
When you go to work or to school, you think about what you're going to put on, don't you?
当你去上班或是上学的时候，你会想说我要穿什么样的衣服呢？
You stand in front of the mirror and you look.
你站在镜子面前，你这样子一直看。
Does this look good?
这个看起来很漂亮吗？
Will the people look at me and think well of me because of the way I'm dressed?
那我这样子穿，会不会看到我这样穿，认为我是个非常好的人呢？
And we know that in the workplace today, the way you dress makes a difference.
那我们知道，今天在工作场合，你的衣着的确是会有不同的，带来不同的效果。
But then, many people dress to show the work that they do.
那很多人穿衣服可以显示他的工作性质。
We call them uniforms.
我们称它为制服。
If you're in the Navy, you wear a special uniform.
你在海军，你穿着海军特殊的制服。
Or in the Army.
或是在陆军。
Or if you're a policeman.
或是你个警察。
Or if you deliver mail.
或是你是个邮差。
Or you drive a bus.
或是你是个驾驶，巴士驾驶。
You can tell people what they do by the way they dress.
你可以从他身上的衣服可以看出他做什么事。
And so, there have been 2,850 books written about dress for success.
写大概有2850本书都是跟穿着为成功穿着这样的书籍。
Do you ever go to Amazon.com for books?
你曾经到亚马逊书局那边买书吗？
You put in dress for success.
你打为成功着装打那个字进去。
2,800 different titles.
2,800个不同的主题都跑出来了。
Over the last 20 years.
过去28年来。
Someone must care about how they get dressed.
有人就是非常在意自己的衣服。
Did you know that the Bible tells you how to dress for success?
你知道圣经也告诉我们要怎么样为成功来着装吗？
That's what we're going to look at today.
这是我们今天要来看的。
When you leave here, I hope you will be dressed for success.
当你今天离开这边的时候，我希望你可以为成功来着装。
But the success will be in the way you show the Christian faith.
但是这样的成功只在于你告诉世人你是个基督徒。
Success will be because people look at you and know You're a follower of Jesus.
人们看着你的时候就知道你是一个基督的跟从者门徒。
Well, how would you dress to look like a follower of Jesus?
那你要怎么穿衣服，怎么着装来显示你个基督徒呢？
Third chapter of Colossians.
在哥罗西书第三章。
I want you to look at verse 1 with me first. It's not up there, it's here.
我要你们先看到第一章，第三章第一节。
He begins by saying, if you have been raised with Jesus.
他开始怎么说？他说：“你们若真与基督一同复活
，That is, he is speaking to the followers of Jesus Christ。”
这段话是对基督耶稣的跟从者来说的话。
Everything we read here is for you that are following him。
这边所写的一切都是使你能够来跟从主。
And so he prepares you as a follower of Jesus for the appropriate or the right kind of dress.
所以在这边他教导我们基督徒怎么样很适当的来穿衣。
Now in verse 5,
在第五节
he tells you there are certain things you are to put to death.
这边讲到有些事情你绝对要把它致死。
If you're a follower of Jesus, you should get rid of these things in your life.
你若是耶稣基督的跟从者，你要把这些东西通通丢光。
Well, you say, I'm a follower of Jesus. I've been forgiven of all those sins.
你可以讲说我是耶稣基督的跟从者，那我的罪都已经被赦免了。
That's true.
这是真的。
You've been forgiven.
你被赦免了。
The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you.
基督耶稣的宝血洗净了你。
But now you have to do something.
但是你必须采取一些行动。
You have to put to death the things that originally caused God's wrath.
你要把一些原那些使上帝愤怒的事情，你必须要采取行动，把那些东西致死。
And unfortunately, even within the Christian community, sometimes we see these sins.
但是很不幸的，在我们的基督徒的团体当中，我们看到这些事情还在发生。
You have to put to death the old nature.
你去把你本原那个老我的本质致死。
You know what the old nature was?
你知道你老我的本质吗
？The old nature with which we were born is sinful.
那个是我们生下来就有的那些。罪的那些本质。
But now that you're following Jesus, you've received a new nature.
但是你跟从耶稣之后，你会从那边领受到一些新的特性。
The nature of Jesus Christ.
这个耶稣基督的一些特性。
But that other nature is still there, struggling to control.
但是那些与生俱来的一些罪性还是在那边，有时候那边会控制你。
And so you rid yourself of those things.
所以你必须要把那些东西通丢弃。
You have to take control.
你必须要是那个人来采取行动来控制。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵的能力来行。
To begin to live that new life.
开始来过一个新的生命。
Then in verse 8 he says, get rid of the way you used to walk.
然后第八节提到说你要把旧有你行事的方式那些所作所为丢弃掉。
Now when Paul says the way you walk,He means your day-by-day life.
当保罗这边提到这些你的所作所为是指那些你过去那些你日常生活当中所做的那些行为。
The way you walk through the day from when you get up in the morning until you go to bed at night.
就是从你早上起床一直发生的行为到你睡觉之前所有的一些行为。
Before you met Jesus, you used to walk in your sinful way.
在你遇到耶稣之前，你在你的罪恶本质当中在行走。
You may not have been doing bad things.
你可能没有做一些真的很恶的事。
But you were walking the way that the world wanted you to walk.
但是你行在这个世界上要你行的方式。
When you received Jesus, you turned and began to walk in a new direction.
当你遇到耶稣之后，你会转向你的方向，远离世界，往耶稣的方向走。
His grace and His Holy Spirit changed you.
他的恩典跟圣灵可以改变你。
He says, I want you to put off that old way of walking.
他这边讲说我要你们脱去那些旧人和旧人的所作所为。
I want your day-to-day life from morning till night to show the world the love of Jesus.
我要你从早上起床到睡觉之前你的所作所为都能够显示你是耶稣基督的门徒。
Then he says in verse 9,
然后接下来第九节讲到
You've taken off the old self.
你把旧有的你脱去了。
You got rid of the old shabby clothes of the world.
你丢弃那个属世界那个败坏的外衣衣服。
Because God has offered you a new garment or new clothes.
因为上帝已经给了你一件全新的衣服。
They're called the garments or the clothes of righteousness.
它是叫做公义之袍。
So, put off the old nature.
所以把你这些旧有的本事抛弃掉。
Don't walk the way you used to walk.
不要再跟你从前的所作所为一样。
And get rid of the old practices or habits.
把你旧有那些不好的每天的习惯丢弃掉。
But then he goes on and he says, you have to know this, you are special.
然后他接下来讲到说，你要知道你是非常特殊的。
In verse 10,
在第十节
he tells us that we have been renewed.
他这边提到说我们在属里已经被更新了。
In verse 12, look at verse 12.
看到十二节。
You are God's chosen people.
你们是身为蒙神拣选的人。
You are a holy people.
你们为神圣洁的人。
And you are a loved people.
你们是蒙神爱的人。
Isn't that wonderful?
不是很棒吗?
He says, you have a new status.
这边提到说你有一个新的地位。
You have a new identity.
你有一个新的身份。
Your status is now, you are a child of God.
你的地位是你是上帝的儿女。
Your identity is, you are in Christ.And Christ is in you.
你的身份是你是在主里，主也在你里头。
This changes the way you live.
这会改变你生活的方式。
I am convinced.
我非常的相信。
As I travel the world.
当我在全世界旅行。
That Christians are being severely persecuted.
很多的基督徒会被真的是迫害的非常的厉害，被迫害的非常厉害。
You know well this is happening in China.
你们也知道，在中国也是一样。
It is happening constantly in India.
这个在印度也是常常在发生的事。
Nigeria has seen thousands of Christians killed in this past year.
在过去那年当中，奈及利亚有成千的基督徒被杀。
Why is Christianity such a threat to the people?
为什么基督教义是对很多的人来讲是这么大的威胁?
This tells us why they are a threat.
这边清楚告诉我们为什么这基督教是个威胁。
You see, in India, if you're born,into the very low caste, the low level of people.
你如果在印度，你是在最下阶层的，出生在最下阶层的地位的人。
That's where you will live the rest of your life.
你终身都要在那个最下阶地方生活。
You have no rights.
你没有任何的权利。
You have no privileges.
你没有任何的可以拿到的东西。
You're down here and considered.Untouchable.
你就在那最下面也被认为是不可以被触摸，是肮脏的。
But you see, when a person like that comes to Christ,
但是你这样的一个人接受耶稣基督之后
，and they begin to realize that God sent His Son to die for them.
当这个人开始了解到是耶稣基督，上帝差遣他的儿子为他的罪死。
And they receive the forgiveness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们接受到了耶稣基督的赦免。
And they know that they're now a child of God.
他们知道他们是神的儿子，孩子。
You see, their identity has changed.
看他们的整个地位，整个身份被改变了。
Their self-image has changed.
他的自我形象完全改变。
Their status has changed.
他的地位也被改变了。
And friends, the economy of the countries which I've referred to are dependent on having those people.
那我刚刚提到这个国家，他们的经济阶级是完全在依赖这个最下阶层的人。
They want them to continue to be untouchable.
这个社会要他们继续处在那个 不可以被碰触的一个下阶层地位。
Do you understand this idea?
你明白这个意思吗？
The low caste is important to the economy.
这个最下阶层的人对经济的公益来讲是非常重要的。
Because these are the people that go through the rubbish to get the garbage.
所以这些人就是要去处理垃圾的人。
These are the people who clean out the toilets and the sewers.
这些人就是在清理厕所跟地下水道的人。
And when a person discovers that they are made in God's image,
但是当这样的人他们了解到他们是按照神的形象被造的时候
they're made to have fellowship with him.
他们会跟 上帝会有交
往 Jesus died for you.
耶稣为你而死
And you now become his child.
你现在变成他的孩子
They have a whole new view of their worth and value.
他们现在完全有个对自我价值完全不同的认识
That's a threat.To the economy.
这个对经济来讲是个很大的威胁。
Do you remember the story in the fifth chapter of Mark?
你们知道在马可福音第五章那边的故事吗？
Jesus met a man full of demons.
耶稣遇到一个被鬼附的人。
Jesus cast the demons out.
耶稣把那鬼赶走。
They went into the pigs.
他们那个鬼跑到猪群里头。
And the demons in 5,000 pigs went running down into the water and drowned.
这五千只被鬼附的猪跑，就是跑到水里头去被淹死了。
Now, the man who was possessed with a demon has been made whole.
那现在那个被鬼附的人是被洁净了，是个新的人。
He used to run around naked, screaming and cutting himself.
他曾经是光着身体，然后到处尖叫，然后用刀割自己身体。
The people from the town came out and they saw him.
那个城里头人出来看到他。
He was seated.
他坐在那边。
He's no longer running around.
他没有再到处乱跑。
He's clothed.
他穿了衣服。
He's no longer naked.
他不再裸体。
He is calm and quiet. He's no longer screaming.
他不再尖叫，是很安静在那边。
The people saw the miracle of transformation.
人们看到那个被完全被改变的那样子一个神迹。
And then someone told them.
然后有人告诉他们。
It cost 5,000 hogs to have him cured.
这个牺牲了五千只猪的价值，才使这个人得医治。
The 17th verse of that fifth chapter is one of the saddest verses in all the Bible.
在第五章第十七节那边是所有圣经当节当中最悲哀的一段。
When they found out what it cost to heal the man, they asked Jesus to leave town.
他们发觉要牺牲五千只猪的这样子金钱价值来医治那个人，他们请耶稣离开。
They said, Jesus, we can't afford to have you around.
他们说耶稣我们没有办法可以让你在这边。
You have a different concept of the economy.
你对经济价值跟我完全不同的观念。
That man's life is not worth 5,000 hogs.
那个人生命价值不值得是五千只猪的价值。
Your life was worth the lifeOf the Son of God on the cross.
你的生命是值得主耶稣基督在十字架上为你付出的。
Do you hear that?
你听到了吗？
You're God's chosen people.
你是上帝拣选的人。
Before the worlds were formed, He chose you to be His own.
在世界形成之前，他就已经拣选了你。
He says you're a holy people.
他说你们是个圣洁的民。
And the word holy is the word for saint.
圣洁这个字也就是 圣徒的意思。
And so, November the 1st,
所以11月1号
was a day called All Saints Day.
是一个 节日称为圣徒节。
And the ancient church celebrated the great saints.
在古代教会他们会一直在庆祝这样子的圣徒节。
Saint Paul.
保罗圣徒保罗。
Saint James.
雅各圣徒雅各。
Saint Patrick.
Saint Patrick.
But you see, the Bible tells us if you have been redeemed, you are a saint.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，你被救赎之后，你就是个圣徒。
You've been called to be holy.
你被呼召成为一个圣洁的名。
And you have been chosen and made holy by the blood of Christ.
靠着耶稣基督的血，你被拣选成为圣洁的名。
Let me see. Your first name is Tony?
你叫圣圣
Saint Tony, God bless you.
洪哲圣徒，上帝祝福你。
Right. What's your first name?
你的名字
Tom.
What's it?
Tom.
Tom. Saint Thomas, God
Tom,
bless you.
Tom, 圣徒你好。
God bless. Did you know you're a saint?
你知道你是个圣徒吗？
You're holy.
你是圣洁的。
And he says, chosen of God, made holy. And then he says, you areloved by God.
这边提到说你被拣选的，而且你被洁净成为圣洁的名，而且你被上帝来爱。
Do we have any parents here?
我们当中有父母吗？
You have children, put your hand up.
你如果有子女的，请举手。
Okay. Do you love your children?
就你爱你的子女的话，请举手。
Do you always love them?
你常常就是永远都是爱着他们的吗？
Well, what about when they've been playing in the mud and they didn't wipe their shoes and they come walking across the floor?
当他们在泥堆里面玩，然后回到家中，有没有脱鞋子就带着泥泞的鞋子走到你的家中的地毯上？
Do you still love your children?
你还爱你的孩子吗？
It's hard sometimes.
有的时候真的是蛮难的。
Yeah, I have 4 children.
我有四个孩子。
I have 7 grandchildren.
我有七个孙子。
I have 1 great-grandson.
我有一个曾孙。
I love them.
我好爱他们。
But sometimes they make me angry.
但有时候他们实在让我很生气。
But I still love them.
但是我还是爱他们。
You see, that's God's love for you as a parent for a child.
上帝对你的爱就像是爸妈对孩子的爱一样。
Even though we are Even though we're wayward or we walk away from God,
即便我们有时候离神而行，
you are beloved by the Father.
你还是上帝很
蒙爱的人。He has bought you by the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ.
他爱你，为你奉上他爱子宝血的生命。
Well, we finally get to the last.
我们终于到最后。
The first is we get rid of the sin and get off the old shabby clothes.
第一个是我们把那个旧有的我脱掉，把那个俗世的衣服脱掉。
Then we see our new status and our new identity.
接下来我们看到领受到我们的新的身份跟地位。
And then we begin to dress for success.
然后我们开始为成功来着装。
He says, I want you to put on compassion.
这边提到说，我要你们穿着怜悯的衣服。
You know what compassion is?
你知道什么是怜悯吗？
It's more than just feeling bad for someone.
它不光只是说为某个人觉得很难过而已。
It is feeling so deeply that you do something about it.
是你内里实在是为那个太感动、太强迫你，一定要采取行动来做一些事情。
In Matthew, Jesus looked at the crowd.
在马太福音，耶稣看着那个群众。
And he saw them as sheep without a shepherd.
他们看着这些人如同羊没有牧者。
And they were being hassled or bothered by others.
然后他们被旁边的人来逼迫来打扰。
And he had compassion upon them.
耶稣对他们有怜悯之心。
He fed them.
他喂养他们。
He healed them.
他医治他们。
The compassion prompted him to do something about it.
怜悯之心使耶稣为他们做了许多事。
Do you remember the story of the man who was walking down the road and got beat up?
你记得有一个人在路上行走，然后被打得很糟糕，快打死了。
And they left him by the side of the road as if he were dead.
他们打他的人，把他丢在路边，好像他就是死了一样。
And a man who was a Samaritan came along and saw him.
有一个撒玛利亚人过来看着那个人。
And he had compassion on him.
他起了怜悯之心。
And he bound his wounds and poured oil on them.
他包扎他的伤口，然后为他倒油。
And then he loaded the man on his beast and took him to the town to be cared for.
他把那个人带到城里头，可以有人来医治他。
And he said, "I'm going to pay you to take care of him."
然后那个人说，我为这个医疗费，我要付这个为这个人的付医疗费。
And when I come back, if it costs anything more, I'll pay you.
如果当我再回来的时候，他医药费更多的话，我愿意再来付这个医药费。
Do you remember that story?
你记得那个故事吗？
It's called the story of the Yes, the Good Samaritan.
这好撒玛利亚人的故事。
And you have to understand, Samaritans were hated by the Jews.
但是你要知道，撒玛利亚人是被犹太人所憎恶的。
There was no such thing as a good Samaritan.
是没有什么叫好的撒玛利亚人。
Jesus said, "Yes, the man who had compassion."
主耶稣说，是的，这个有怜悯之心的人。
Oh, one other story.
还有一个故事。
There's a man who has a son who took his inheritance and went off.
有一个浪子把他父亲的分的财产拿出去花光光。
He spent everything he had.
他什么都花光了。And
he was eating with the pigs.
他是吃猪食的。He
said, "My father has servants who are better off than I am."
他想说，我的父亲的仆人吃的比我都还要好。I'm
going to go back to my father.
我要回到我的父家中。And
I will repent.
我要忏悔。
And I'll take any job he gives me.
我不管我父亲给我什么样的工作，我都要做。But
the old father was watching.
那这个老父亲就在那边看着，等着他的儿子。And
he saw his son coming to him.
他看到他儿子走过来。And
Luke says he was filled with compassion for him.
路加福音说，这个父亲就动了怜悯之心。
And the old man gets up and runs to meet his son.
他这个老父亲上前跑去迎接他的儿子。
Do we have any old folks here that were born in China?
我们有人是在中国出生的吗？
You grew up there?
你在那边长大。
Did fathers run to meet their children?
是父亲跑去迎接孩子吗？
No.
不是。
A father sits. And the children come to him.
父亲坐在那边，然后孩子要过来迎接父亲。
That was the same in this day.
那个跟这个时候的年代是一样的。
But compassion overrode, trumped, took over the tradition because he loved his son.
这个怜悯之心战胜了这个旧有的传统，因为他太爱他的儿子了。
You see, compassion is not just feeling sorry for her. It's doing something about it.
动了怜悯之心，不是光在心里头觉得很为那个人很抱歉，而是你要起来有一些行动。Mother
Teresa was being interviewed.
Teresa修女被访问。Malcolm
Muggeridge, you don't need that name. Malcolm Muggeridge. He said, "Mother Teresa."
他说，特瑞莎修女。
The people must be grateful for all the medicines, medication. And healing material that you bring to them.
他说，特瑞莎修女，这些人对你所带来的医药，对带来这些医治，一定是非常非常的感激。Mother
Teresa was in a very, very poor city of India.
特瑞莎修女是在一个非常贫苦贫穷的一个印度城市。
The people were all untouchables.
所有的人在那边都是最下阶，不可以被摸触的那种人。
Mother Teresa said, many people can bring bandages and medicine.
她说有太多的人可以来包扎这个伤口，来做这些医药的工作。
She said, I come with something different.
但是我带来不同的东西。
I come with loving hands.
我带的是一双爱的手。
Because she said their greatest disease is not physical.
因为她说人们生命当中最大的疾病并不是在我们的身体。
The greatest disease is that these people feel unwanted.
最大的疾病在于这些人他们是被放弃，是没有人要的。
No one cares.
没有人在意他们。
And I come with the hands of God to say, you are wanted. And you are loved.
我带着神的双手来告诉他们，你们是被爱的，你们是被需要的。
That's compassion.
这叫怜悯。
Then it says kindness.
接下来他讲到仁慈。
Kindness is caring as much about someone else's need as I care about my own.
仁慈是对他人的那种关心超过我对我们自己。
Some of you in business will understand this.
有些做生意的你会了解这个。
We live in a society that is concerned about profit margins.
我们活在一个社会对于这种最大成本效益的是非常的关心的。
We want to be successful on the stock market.
我们要在股票上面成功。
We are concerned about what is referred to as the bottom line.
我们非常对我们的底线非常的介意。
People are not our first concern.
人不是我们最关心的。
Making money is.
赚钱才是。
And so,The boss comes to a person and says to them,
所以老板来跟他的职员说
I don't want you to take this personally.
请不要这个不是针对你的。
But you're fired.
但是你被解雇了。
Don't take it personally.
这真的不是针对你。
I'm a person.
我是个人。
How else can I take it?
我还能够领受什么呢?
You have to understand the most important thing is money.
你必须要了解最重要的事情是钱。
The world says we've got a fist of self-defense, defiance, and rebellion.
世界跟你说你必须要自我防卫，你要叛逆，你必须要自我保护。
God says, my children,Open their hand and offer help.
上帝说我的子民啊张开你的手来帮助别人。
Care. They offer care.
有仁慈心去帮助别人。
They offer love.
去提供爱。
And important, remember, that kindness is a gift of the Spirit of God at work in you.
仁慈是圣灵带来的礼物，在你生命当中带来的礼物。
We don't have time.
我们今天时间不够。
Or we would talk about humility.
不然我们会再继续讲谦卑。
We would talk about gentleness and patience.
我们会继续讲温柔、忍耐。
We would talk about forgiveness.
我们提到赦免。
Because if you don't forgive, God will not forgive you.
因为你不赦免人，上帝不会赦免你。
That's what Jesus said.
这是耶稣说的话。
But you see, if you're wearing these clothes,
看你如果穿着这些衣服
the world will begin to see that you're different.
世界会开始看到你是不一样的。
Something has happened in your life.
有些你生命当中有些事情被改变了。
You're compassionate.
你是个有怜悯之心的人。
You're kind.
你很仁慈。
You're truly humble.
你非常的谦卑。
There's a gentleness about the way you treat others.
你对别人带着温柔。
There's a patience about the way you endure or put up with others.
你对别人一些没有 不满的东西，你会有耐心
去等。There's a spirit of forgiveness.
你会有圣灵的赦免的灵。
No holding on to resentment.
没对不不心中不会带着憎恨。
But then finally he says.
但是最后他讲。
Wrap around all of this love.
他最后讲说用爱把这些都绑束在一起。
Love is the sash.That ties and holds these clothes all together.
爱是那个外袍的带子，把这个整个可以绑在一起。
And when you have that love tied about you,
如果你要的爱的话，有把爱完全烙在你身上。
You're wearing the clothes of compassion.
你穿着怜悯的衣服。
And kindness.
仁慈的衣服。
And humility.
谦卑
gentleness,
温柔
patience,
忍耐
forgiveness,
赦免
The world steps back and says, what is it about these people?
世界会往后退一步看这些人怎么了 I want to
know what they have.
我要知道这些人他到底为什么有这些东西
I want it too.
我也要
Are you dressed for success?
你是为了成功来着装吗
?That is, are you dressed to be a successful witness?
你着装以至于你是个成功的为耶稣做见证的人吗
?Not even just as individuals, but as the community of believers.
不光是你个人而是我们整个相信耶稣的人一个群体。
Is this a place where people find compassion?
是这个地方是可以让人找到怜悯的地方吗
A people not only broken hearted but ready to do something.
你看到不光是人的破碎的心，而是你愿意采取行动为他做些事。
Do they find here kindness?
他们看到你的仁慈吗
？Do they find here gentleness and humility?
他们看到你的忍耐，你的谦卑吗
？As individuals and as a community, we need to be clothed with the things that God gives us.
不管是我们个人是我们的主或是我们群体我们必须穿上神给我们的衣服。
And so walk that others can see Jesus in you.
所以别人在你身上可以看到耶稣基督。
Let me pray with you, please.
让我为你们祷告。
Lord, we sometimes feel bad about people's bad situations.
主啊我们有时候会对别人的境况感到很抱歉。
But we don't seem to feel bad enough to do anything about it.
但是我们好像只是停留在感觉不太好，但是我们从来没有采取行动去为他们做事。
We try to be kind to others.
我们试着为别人仁慈。
But then there are those who bother us and irritate us.
但是就是有些人会让我们很不舒服，让我们真的很生气。
We need the fruit of the Spirit in our lives.
我们需要圣灵的果子在我们身上。
Help us to be surrendered and obedient to your call.
让我们可以真的是完全顺服在你的呼召跟你的旨意之下。
Oh, that we might have a humble and teachable spirit.
以致我们有一个谦卑可受教之心。
May we be a people of gentleness and patience.
让我们成为一个有仁慈有忍耐的人。
Help us to walk from day to day so others may see Jesus in us.
那帮助我每天的所作所行，以至于别人在我们身上可以看到耶稣基督。
And that in doing so, they'll want to know Jesus as their Savior.
如此行，别人看到我们就会想知道你也是我们的耶稣基督。
We pray this in the name of Jesus the Christ, our Savior.
我们靠耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen. Amen.